A strike at eight international airports around Australia is resulting in long delays, anger and frustration for passengers. Immigration and Border Force workers have started 10 days of industrial action over their rights, conditions and take-home pay. At Sydney Airport, workers walked off the job at 7 a.m.
What do we want? A pay cut. When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
AM's Brendan Trembath is there. Brendan, what's the mood there this morning?
Michael, people are frustrated and tired. International air travel is frustrating and tiring at the best of times, but this strike has not helped, happening at the busiest period for Australia's busiest airport. I've spoken to a number of travellers and they say some of them have been delayed up to an hour. Here's what a couple of them said.
Nearly two altercations, yeah.
What were the altercations about?
Just people pushing their bag, they're getting upset, we're getting upset, but... Yeah, what's this over? A couple of dollars or something, is it?
It took about an hour for me. It's just, I didn't even know it was a strike until we just walked out and that was the reason for it. But yeah, try living in another country. Wow, so much different. I mean, we got it so good here, they just don't know it.
Some travellers there at Sydney Airport this morning. Brendan, why are they striking now?
Well, they're striking for better pay and conditions. They say that their current pay may be cut for $8,000 a year under current arrangements. Nadine Flood is the secretary of the CPSU, and she was in that group of workers we heard from walking out of the airport and chatting. And here's what she said outside the building.
This is the only major employer in the country trying to cut people's existing pay by $8,000 a year or more.
Why inconvenience passengers like this, one of the busiest times of the day?
This strike action will have an impact on the travelling public. That impact's a bit unclear, as Border Force is flying literally hundreds of managers around the country, putting them up in hotels to cover frontline work at airport. We think the more sensible solution is to agree to sit down and talk.
National Secretary of the Community and Public Sector Union, Nadine Flood. Brendan, you're at Sydney Airport. Which other airports are affected?
Michael, the major ones, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Perth, but also the smaller ones, Adelaide, Darwin, Coolangatta and Cairns. The managers are handing out bottles of water and the sniffer dogs are apparently still on duty and providing a bit of light relief.
Brendan Trembath at Sydney Airport there.